Now, what sort of things did you raise?
About me?
Yeah.
I raised a chain. Nice. Hole. See, my cane out there, I'm going to make the boy dig a trench and bed it this evening. I had the man to break it up. I'm going to make the boy plant it when he come. I got a grandboy here. 16, I raised him 4 hours old.
No kidding.
16 now. And he had beat me a trench out there. The man unplied it up for me. And I get him to plant it for me.
Is that one of your son's boys?
No, and I tell you the way that was. I had a daughter. And she told me that was her boy. I live here, you know, she's in Florida. So I went, one of my sons got sick, and I went up there, and she'd come here. And whilst I was gone, she died. I didn't know it wasn't her child. And I still don't want him to know it. I didn't know it wasn't her child until after she was dead. Person told me that wasn't her child. I said, yes, she did. And she said, no, it isn't me. So I didn't show you that child anymore. I said, who is the child anymore? She said, your husband's sister. That's what she told me. And so when I got ready to put him on the leash, you know, they found that out, that he was with his reading child. But still, he don't know that. And I don't want him to know it. If he ain't know it till now, I don't want you to let him know. Yeah, so she brought that baby, sent that baby up here to me by her husband when he was 4 hours old. See, I didn't know. See, I know she had epileptic fits. Yeah, I know that. And I thought, you know, that's the reason they sent me the baby, you see. But her and her husband just got that child, didn't even doctor me, nothing. But now they said if they bother me, buy me, before he get 18, said they'll make him pay me for every day I catch him, if they bother me. Mm-hmm. But they ain't offered to bother me. And she don't even tell me that now. That's my husband's baby. And she ain't never told me that was her child. But she had to tell the lawyer, you know. Doctor, I mean, it's your lawyer down here, know it. Doctor, lawyer Bill, he found out.
George
Bell. That's right. But I didn't know what she said. And they asked me, had anybody ever seen that? So, ain't nobody never said nothing to me about it. And then, nobody never said nothing to me. They asked me about it and don't give him nothing and don't say nothing.
They don't help you with?
No, they don't. They think I don't know it, but see, Lloyd, I'm found out. And I know her name. I know her name, Mertis William. I know that's his baby sister. She gave her that child. And down there on the paper, she told him she didn't want the child. She had 5 more to take care of. And they said they bothered me. If they ever bother me, just let them know before he get gone. They ain't gonna bother me. Better not.
Now, Miss, how did you build a fire in the fireplace, that sort of thing?
Well, we had splinters and matches, and we cut wood. I got a fireplace now.
You'd start it with what?
With splinters. And get it to burning good and keep it burning all day. I do that now. I like a fireplace.
What kind of wood?
Oak wood.
Y'all use oak?
Yes, it's sawed up. I buy it.
You do?
I paid $15 for one load out there.
Uh-huh.
And then I paid for the man to bring me some from the sawmill. He bring $5 a load.
Yeah.
Put weight around that plane over there. Yes, we make buying a fireplace. I like a fireplace. They've been telling me about it. Why don't you get you some heat? I said, honey, I don't want no heat. I want my fireplace, so I have to start to use snuff. I ain't got time to tote no cup around with me to spit over in the fire.
Okay, the fireplace had, what do you call that?
I called it a fireplace.
Yeah, but the bottom part of the fireplace.
That's a haze. That's a haze. Make fire up in the haze, you see.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do.
And you'd put a big
fire dog.